Hello there, thanks for joining me in the podcast. What does it take to make a man? What is a man? How do you raise a man? How does a boy become a man? Well, yesterday I did part one on this topic of manhood. And today I'd like to now do part two. Give you a few additional points on becoming a man, raising a man, seeing a man come in within your realm of family life and blossom and thrive and move from boyhood to manhood. So what are some of the additional features that create a man or allow us to point to somebody and say, now there's a man? How about the issue of money management, financial understanding? Very, very, very critical. If you're going to be a man, you have to understand finances. And if you don't know anything about finances, yeah, you take a class in finance. You take a class in economics at school, or you take a seminar somewhere. You learn economics. You learn finance. You learn how to save. You learn how interest rates operate. You learn how banks operate. You learn how trust funds operate. You learn how the stock market operates. In other words, the area of finance, you need to have understanding so that when you work and you make some money, where do you put that money? Where do you put that money to save and let it accrue and become additional funds for you? How do you do that? Well, that's a very important part of becoming a man. You learn that from your father. You learn that from your mother. You learn that from your friends. You learn that from teachers. You learn it from school. But if you don't learn it there, you got to start reading. You have to start going to seminars in some way and start learning finance. Whenever there's an opportunity to learn about finance, you do it. You go to the YouTube and listen to some lectures on finance. Okay, that's another point that we need to consider when we look at manhood. Here's another one. I call them independent living skills. Knowing how to cook. By the time that you're in the adult years of young adults and later teenage years, you should be able to cook 10 meals. You should be, besides macaroni and cheese, by the way, you should be able to cook 10 meals. You'd be able to cook 10 items to make up a meal. Now, you don't have to be a master cook. You don't have to be super at it, but you have to be able to provide for yourself and provide for another, a spouse, if you will. But you should be able to contribute in the kitchen and have a cooking skill that you have learned it from your home, learned it during your growing years. At least 10 meals you should have under your belt as a repertoire of cooking, and then you can move from there and do what you want after that. You need to know how your car operates, that you need to change the oil every 3,000 to 5,000 miles. You need to know the difference between a gas car and an electric car and hybrids and various kind of things. You need to understand that so that when you buy a car, you have a knowledge of what kind of car is best for you and most economical and will serve your needs. You need to learn how to do the laundry. You need to make your bed every morning and know you do your laundry once a week and get your bed sheets cleaned and so on. You need to be able to take care of yourself at that basic level of cleanliness. So I call them independent living skills. Those are just a few. But money management is very much a part of that as well, if you will. So let me give you another point about independent living and becoming a man. Learn to be on time. Learn to be on time. You make commitments. You make pledges, you make promises, you make dates, you make arrangements. You be there on time. Be there early or be on time. Being late is not an excuse. It's not to be, you should not have a reputation for the guy who comes last or is late. Your reputation should be you come on time or you come early. A man meets his obligations on time, hits the target on time. Very, very important. Here's another one. Be dependable. A man is dependable. He does what he says he's going to do. He does not do what he says he's not going to do. He goes where he says he's going to be and go. He fulfills the obligation that he takes on. You can count on him. He's a dependable person. Other people just can know that they can count on him and rely on him, and he'll come through and he'll follow through. Here's another one. Live by values. Live by values. If you're a man, you live by values. You don't live by every whim that comes along, by every idea that comes along, by every person who has an idea that you just believe in. You don't do that. There are values you live by. There are certain things that are important And there are certain things that are not important. There are things that you consider to be reliable and dependable and you can count on. That's living by values. Thinking it through. Values mean that there are things that are highly important, things that are moderately important, and things that are unimportant. And you organize your life, you organize your relationships accordingly. You speak accordingly. You make decisions accordingly. Let your values lead you. What is important? What's necessary? What's the greatest importance in your life? Who are the important people in your life? You follow them. So you live by values, but you also live by faith. A man lives by faith. There are things that you do not know, but you have to take on faith. There are areas of faith that you read about and you study and you become part of, and you let the church be a teacher for you. Let the ministerial staff of a church teach you and guide you and lead you into ideas, into thoughts, and into patterns of life based on religious faith. You develop a spirituality, not necessarily a religious form of life, but a spiritual form of life where there's an awareness of a God message, of a God purpose in your life, and you live accordingly. And then here's another one, a worldview. You live by a worldview. In other words, you look at the events that take place in the world today, and you understand that they fit together somehow, that there's an ultimate plan, there's an ultimate purpose, there's an ultimate way that life is going to unfold and make sense and come together at some point. May not look like it now, but that's what faith is all about, and that's what worldview is. Worldview is there's harmony, there's organization to this life and the things that happen. And they happen on purpose. They happen in a sequence. They happen in a way that will make other things happen and make the world come together in a meaningful way. That's worldview. And then here's another one. Be helpful. Be thoughtful of other people. Help people that are in need. Bend over when you need to help somebody. Lift something for somebody. Walk alongside of somebody. Share your strength and share your materials and share your wealth with people who need it. Be helpful, but be discriminating. Know how you're going to help people and make sure that whatever help you give to people is worthwhile and will be well used and well appreciated. So that's thoughtfulness. Think through your relationship with other people and be helpful where people need help. You be the person that's there when there's a need that arises. Don't just turn the other way and go your own way and live your own life independent of other people. Get involved in the life of other people, particularly where there's a need, where there's a problem, where there's help that's needed, and you be that person. You be that person on the spot to help. The old Boy Scout law, you know, the old Scout rules and Boy Scouts. You help somebody today. You do a good deed today. And that's how a man lives. So there you are. Become a man. Live the life of a man. Mother, raise your boy to be a man. Dad, raise your boy to be a man. Teacher, raise your boys in the classroom to be men. Put these traits, put these qualities, put these characteristics before them and challenge them to live according to these kinds of characteristics and rules of life. They'll become a man. And as they increase in age, they'll contribute to the community, they'll contribute to the world, they'll contribute to the family, they'll contribute wherever they find themselves in a daily role of experience and leadership. So I said, you with me? And let me just kind of mention the book, Dr. Teach Me to Parent. If you're a parent, there's a good material in this book to help you raise your children to be responsible adults and raise your boy to be a man. You can get some good help. You can get some good guidance in this book, Dr. Teach Me to Parent. So I'll recommend that to you. It's Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and you can get it on my website, www.booksbyhedberg.com. Bye for now.